here in the 19 GAC. My gosh, I'm getting behind myself on this one. We are here at the State National booth. It's all donned in green here. And look who I ran into, Mr. Scott Arkeels from Silver State Schools. How are you, Scott?
Good. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us for a few minutes. Appreciate the time, as always. Hey, let's start out with 2018. What kind of challenges did you guys experience in 2018, and do they carry over into 2019?
Yeah. Well, we're trying to keep up with the fintech, era, and so really what we're trying to do is digital enhancements and, meeting our members' needs and that type of thing. We're also looking at taking what we call friction points and trying to determine what are the things that we can, how we can overcome those things. We actually started doing Filene had done the journey mapping thing, So that's something that we started doing, and actually that's helped us identify a lot of things that that we need to work on from our perspective, because it's all about member experience for us.
No doubt. That's the buzzword for 2019, member experience for sure. So what are you guys doing in 2019 to kind of up your ante in that area?
Yeah, so we're working still on that footprint. We've never had a CRM before. Believe it or not, and so that's something that we've invested heavily on this year. We're doing everything digital. We're also looking at online banking a little bit in a new way, actually providing people the mobile experience and doing that rather than going to ITMs. We think it's a better investment to go to the mobile portion. Omnichannel is overused a little bit, but really it's meeting all the customers' needs in different ways. Yep.
No ITMs, huh? Okay.
Nope.
All right. Well, that's interesting though, because you're probably talking to your members. What do they want? What are their needs?
Right.
And so you guys in particular don't need to go that route.
Right. Exactly.
Going a different one. All right. Let's talk about the GAC.
Yep.
How's the show going for you? I mean, it's lots of people. Your schedule's probably crazy. So
it is. I got in on Saturday. Lots of we're getting prepared for Hike the Hill, of course, and obviously the Open Your Eyes campaign has been a big thing for us. And we're big supporters and advocates of that. And so, I'm a past banker. I was for almost 25 years before getting into the credit union movement 10 years ago. And from my perspective, we need to bring ourselves to an equal footing and let people know that we do make a difference. And it really is people helping people. And the only way that you do that is through an awareness campaign like this.
So. Yeah. How are you guys participating in the Open Your Eyes campaign?
So we're fully participating both financially and we're going to support it in every other way. So we've made that commitment and appropriated the funds to do it, budgeted it, and made sure it's going to happen for the next 3 years.
So. Well, it's a cooperative effort, as we all know in this industry. Everything's cooperation, so good for you. Thanks for doing that. Another question I wanted to ask you, just kind of off the top of my head, is what message, when you go to the hill, when you hike the hill, what message do you deliver when you go up there? Obviously, there's some strategy behind it. There's a plan and all that type of stuff. What do you say up there when you get up there?
Well, fortunately, we have a great, to be honest with you, we have a great relationship, better than any that I've experienced in the credit union industry before, with our legislators. And so they make it pretty easy, and they're all credit union supporters. And so we don't have to worry. We talk about the taxation issue, but we don't feel like, it, at least in Nevada or in California, since we're part of the joint league, we don't really feel like we're under seizure, but it's really... from a national perspective, we need to keep that focus and make sure that happens. We're also really concerned about data security issues, and that really needs to come to the forefront. I think more legislators need to be more concerned about that, as we see all these data breaches. It's not just individuals and hackers doing it. It's when you look at what happened to the credit bureaus last year, that's some serious stuff, and that hurts the whole industry.
And again, that takes a collective effort as well to keep those folks at bay, keep one step ahead of those guys for sure. Because, like you said, it's not just some random guy in a basement anymore. These are big networks that are doing this type of stuff. So, okay, wow, another big deal for 2019. Anything else to add to kind of wrap up?
No, I appreciate your time today and great service to us. So.
Indeed. Oh, my pleasure. Scott, thank you so much. Well done. Keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you.
Scott Arkiel, Silver State.